With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigations continuing in both airplane crashes in the eastern U.S. All six people on board that medical transport jet were killed when the aircraft went down in Philadelphia. One person on the ground has now died from injuries, and investigators asking for the public's patience as their work continues in the crash in Washington. Hamas has freed three hostages, part of the ceasefire deal in the Gaza Strip.
Two released hostages, Ofer Calderon and Yarden Bibas, arrived in Israel and were on their way to an initial reception point. Along the road leading to the military base, small groups of supporters waited for the convoys, waving Israeli flags. Later Saturday, American Israeli Keith Siegel was handed over to the Red Cross. The six-week Phase 1 truce calls for the release of 33 hostages and nearly 2,000 prisoners, as well as the return of Palestinians to northern Gaza and an increase in humanitarian aid to the devastated territory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Missouri GOP Congressman Mark Alford tells the Salem Radio Network the media are exaggerating the public's reaction to President Trump pausing federal benefits.
So, yes, people are confused. They're concerned. They're scared. They're living in fear. The world is coming to an end. That's not the case.
Alford says President Trump is not stopping the distribution of federal benefits.
The freeze on the grant programs does not affect any individual receiving any aid from the federal government. It does not include the SNAP programs. It does not include Social Security, Medicare, nor Medicaid.
All across America, colleges navigating the administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion activities. Some schools reassessing programs. President Trump has fired the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Rohit Chopra. This is the SRN News. Things are getting even worse now for many Christians in Iran.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah lawmakers working on a measure that would curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other professionals. Teachers' unions are some of the most outspoken opponents of GOP policies in Utah, fighting efforts to limit the LGBT agenda in the classrooms. Republican lawmakers argue that their liberal bias, the unions are unfit to represent teachers. This is SRN News. Skaters, coaches, and families who died this week will be honored by an international stage this spring.
The International Skating Union will honor athletes and others killed in the mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. when the World Championships are staged in Boston in March. Skating Union President Jae-Yul Kim was visibly emotional, telling media on Friday at the European Championships in Estonia. Skaters, coaches, and family members on their way back from a national skating camp in Wichita, Kansas, were among those who died when a passenger jet hit a helicopter on Wednesday. They included two teenage skaters, their mothers, and two coaches who were part of the Skating Club of Boston.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Number of losses on Wall Street Friday. Dow Industrials off 337 points. NASDAQ dropped 54. S&P down 31. More details at srnnews.com.